In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of the Word Incarnate, Saint Joseph, Holy Father Saint Dominic, Holy Father Saint Francis, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For all Franciscans, we call our Holy Father Saint Dominic Holy Father as well, because Saint Francis ordered his friars to refer to Holy Father Saint Dominic in that manner, because they were contemporaries and they were spiritual brothers, and we share a common spirit with the Dominicans in that we are also a mendicant order. Saint Dominic, Holy Father Saint Dominic, and Holy Father Saint Francis began that mendicant movement that the Holy Spirit inspired in their hearts and minds to create religious orders that were living the evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience, and to be at the service of the Pope. You know, that's the thing about mendicant orders especially, but most all religious orders of pontifical right, but especially the mendicants, because they were really kind of the first to bring about this nature of its direct ties to the Holy Father. You might say that the religious orders that are of pontifical right, especially the mendicants, are the Pope's religious, because they answer directly to the Holy Father and not to a local bishop. That the mendicant religious orders especially show forth the universal pastoral authority of the Pope. And that was one of the things that the early mendicant friars had to defend against the diocesan clergy and diocesan bishops. They thought, you know, who are you to be, you know, existing, and why aren't you under some local bishop? And it's at the Council of Vienna that especially St. Bonaventure and the other mendicants defended this proper right that they had to exist as religious who answered directly to the Pope. And because the Pope is a universal pastor, he has authority all over the world, and in one sense it shows forth this character of the papacy in the mendicant religious. And you can see especially that the mendicant orders have done a lot in the history of the Church to be at the service of the Holy Father in preaching, especially Saint Dominic, when he was in the early days of the order, ordered by the Pope to preach against the Albigensian heresy at the time, which was devastating many parts of Europe. It was a very irrational sect, a heresy that promoted all kinds of vices. They didn't believe in marriage. They didn't believe, you know, so therefore, you know, the fornication, there were abortion, contraception, you name it. They thought the body was bad, evil, and that the spirit was good. And so therefore, anything you did in the body was naturally going to, that was just doing what it was supposed to be doing. So it was a very pernicious, violent, heretical sect that not only did the Church have to militarily act against it, but it sent the Dominicans, especially Saint Dominic and his brothers, and also Franciscans came to that part of France and Spain to preach against this heresy. And it's in the preaching of Saint Dominic especially that was effective, not only his words, but his example of poverty. Because one of the things that the missionaries before Saint Dominic had difficulty with was they were Benedictine monks who, when they came to preach to these people, they brought all this retinue with them, and they seemed to be rather wealthy too. And the people kind of didn't really think that their preaching was sound, in the sense that they, here our Lord was poor and humble, and it seemed that they were rather well-to-do and the finery, and so the poverty and the simplicity of the Franciscans and the Dominicans kind of won the people over, that they saw this simplicity of life and they're living the gospel as they hear it being preached, and the words and the actions seem to coincide, and it helped greatly to convert the heretical sects of that time. But especially with St. Dominic, who was preaching effectively because in many ways the rosary which was given to him was already part and parcel of his preaching. He preached about the mysteries of our Lord's life through the eyes of Our Lady, and in very much his preaching was of a Marian character. And eventually he was given the rosary by Our Lady to help further reinforce his preaching to the people, because now they were not just hearing the word preached, but now they were praying it. And that's one of the most effective things about the rosary. You know, it's a big thing today among Catholics, even though that they somehow have to read the Bible. Well, it's good to read the Bible, but more importantly, it is to meditate on these mysteries. You might say to pray the scriptures, so that you just don't read it, but you are being instructed by the Mother of God so that you understand what these mysteries mean in a Catholic way. And that's the beautiful thing about the rosary. I think that in many cases, those simple women and that prayed the rosary, you know, in the church every day, probably had a greater insight into the sacred scriptures than some scripture scholars who studied it for years in the seminary and never lost their faith, these, you know, old women. But some of these great scripture scholars have lost their faith because they didn't understand what they were reading. And I think that's the beautiful thing about praying the rosary, is that Our Lady will instruct you in a very deep and profound way while meditating on the mysteries of the rosary into these events in our Lord's and Our Lady's life. And this is what helped further, you might say, the success of St. Dominic's preaching, because he had Our Lady helping him. And of course we know she's the effective means upon any evangelization, is to involve Our Lady in your work. So today we want to honor Holy Father St. Dominic. St. Francis and St. Dominic met during their lives a couple of times. St. Dominic was very much admired St. Francis and St. Dominic offered his scapular to St. Francis, who refused it out of humility. It didn't seem to go well with his rags of a habit. And St. Francis offered his cord to St. Dominic, who wore it proudly for the rest of his life. And so St. Dominic is known as the first cord bearer of St. Francis. And the two obviously shared this great love for our Lord, and were given two different charisms how to express this life of living the gospel. Both of them, though, blessed by the Lord with many graces, and both wanting to make the gospel, to live it out every day in their lives, and to not only preach it, but to show forth by their example of following our Lord as men who were poor, chaste, and obedient, living the life of Christ in their world. We want to ask in a special way Holy Father St. Dominic to pray from his high place in heaven for the mendicant orders today, that they may truly be a sign and a means of renewal in the church today, that the Franciscans will help rebuild the church, the Dominicans will help rebuild it, and to help foster and strengthen the vitality of the church in these times in which it is being attacked in so many ways, that many young men and women will see the beauty of the mendicant way of life and embrace it, and be a means of evangelization for renewal of our world today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.